Under the new law, all forms of hunting and trapping will be allowed in state parks from October 15th to just before Memorial Day. DNR State Parks Director Dan Schuler says the goal is to open them up to more people and more activities.
The reason for the law is to open up some more public lands for these recreational activities, and we're trying to do that in a common sense fashion without displacing other users.
But current users of a popular park near Wausau will be displaced by more hunting, according to Wes Ebert of the Friends of Rib Mountain State Park.
The thing about Rib Mountain State Park is it's very heavily utilized by a lot of hikers, snowshoers, a lot of day use type activities throughout the entire park. They would not go into the park during the hunting season for fear of their own safety.
Schuler says the new law will protect hikers and sightseers by making popular areas off limits to hunting.
Our picnic areas, our overlooks, the road, some of our most popular trails, and particularly the trail that goes up and down the hill, which is extremely popular at this time in the Wausau area. All of those areas would be closed to these activities.
But Ebert says cross-country skiers and snowshoers often go off the beaten path during the winter months when expanded hunting will be allowed.
There's a lot of winter users. Great place for snowshoeing. I encourage anyone to go out there and enjoy the beauty of that area. I just hope that it's safe to do so.
The Friends of Rib Mountain State Park are taking their concerns to the Natural Resources Board. More than 250,000 people have visited the park so far this year. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.